something for the weekend. On Saturday, it's Trina Mara. Martina Hennessy is back from Doddle Mortgages. The website is doddle.ie, spelled D-O-D-D-L.ie. And she's all over Instagram and everything. You can see Martina's videos there. Want to talk to you today about first-time buyers, because I'm just seeing all over the place houses up for sale, and then in no time at all, they're going sale agreed. So there's definitely people buying houses, and I'm assuming and I hope that a lot of these people are first-time buyers. COVID had a massive impact, didn't it, on people being approved for their mortgages or not. Is that starting to change now, or are they getting approval again?
Yep, so absolutely, Trina. So back in 2020, we all got such a massive shock, and there was a shock throughout the market and such a change in terms of what people could do in terms of how they earned. You know, a lot of people were on EWSS, they were on PUP. So it prevented a lot of people from being active in the market and from being able to get their approval in place and go out and purchase the property. As 2020 eased on, in October, it started to ease off a little bit. We could see the volumes increasing, and indeed, throughout the market, the level of approvals, the level of drawdowns started to increase. And what everybody had expected in March, being the shock to the market and property prices wouldn't go up, actually didn't happen. Supply and demand is still an issue. There's still such demand there, and there's still such short supply for properties. So that really has led to a real demand within the first-time buyer market, which is the main market. So the vast majority of drawdowns are with first-time buyers, plus also movers, but home purchasers as opposed to switchers or those topping up their mortgage. So it's a very active market. Every quarter this year has seen an increase in mortgage drawdowns. You know, in quarter three of 2020, there was over 40% increase year on year between, and I know 2020 was a lower level year in terms of volume, but there's a 40% increase showing the demand that's there. So in our own business, we'll see the huge demand for people for home ownership. We're Irish, we love owning our own homes, and there's still that huge key demand for people to access mortgages. The banks are lending. They've always lent. It's just that they have to, from a consumer protection point of view, ensure they're lending prudently. So they look at how sustainable income is. During COVID, that was difficult, because if somebody was on EWSS or an employer was availing of EWSS, the bank had to say, okay, how can I determine that this income is sustainable once the subsidy is withdrawn? A lot of those subsidies have washed through now, and companies are getting back to normal course operation. And I really feel that has impacted in terms of the volume and in terms of the level of demand within the market for mortgage applications, mortgage approvals, and then obviously there's the issue with supply making it difficult for people to complete housing transactions.
How long do you have to be off the EWS to put in your mortgage application?
Well, the lenders will look generally at the market, so the market in general, or your employer in general, the industry they operate in, and they will make an assessment based on the overall risk. In general, once you're off EWSS, even if it's just a month, they will be happy. If you're self-employed and you've availed of subsidies by your own business, or you want PUP, they will want to see a longer period of time just to see if you're back to normal course operations. But as an employee, they will look and they'll say, okay, that was, you know, in the industry, that was, I suppose, you know, an essential requirement for this employer to remain in place. And due to restrictions, their business was closed. So once you're back open and once the economy opened, as we've seen in the past, the stages that the economy opened, the lenders were happy to lend once they knew the integrity of the business, you know, was still intact. There was still a need for the business, and there was still a functioning market for them to operate in.
When it comes to going for your first mortgage as well, you have to be on your good, your best behaviour, don't you, when it comes to your bank statements and everything? What do you see? Of course, I didn't have a single takeaway during that period. What is the biggest problem that you see coming in, and you have to say to people, look, you really need to clean this up and make it easy for the bank to want to lend to you?
So absolutely. So in general, people are, when they're saving for a mortgage, they're obsessed with their savings for the mortgage, and they're really, really good, and they're really, really, you know, focused, and they're putting every penny away, which is amazing. Okay. So those are the people who are preparing to make that mortgage application. What we've seen, I suppose, over the last 18 months is that people have saved more than they expected, so the lack of opportunity to spend, really, Trina, but they've saved more than they had expected. So they have the deposit in place, and now they're easing off on their savings, and they're kind of starting to live a little bit more. They're going on holidays, etc. It's just really, really, really important that the 6 months prior to application, you're showing what's called repayment capacity. So you're showing that you can service the proposed new mortgage by way of the rent that you pay, by way of loans that will be discontinuing, and mainly by way of savings. So the lenders like to see that 6 months continuous pattern of savings, pattern of repayment capacity. So they're saying to you, well, we're going to allow you to borrow this money. You have to pay this back to us every single month. So you can't skip a month on savings. You need to show that consistent repayment capacity if you're going to be able to secure a mortgage. So repayment capacity, sustainability of income and having your deposit in place are three key areas that lenders look at.
Because you do find people that they have their 10% deposit saved and they just stop. They stop saving there. They go, oh, I can go out and I can start spending again. But that's really the worst thing to do.
Yeah.
Is there a way of hiding money? Like if you use your Revolut or any of these things, do they still look for statements from Revolut?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and the lenders, they really, once you're showing your repayment capacity, they really don't have an issue with what you spend your discretionary income on. So some people go, oh my God, I'll stop shopping and this is going to be, what am I going to do? How am I going to live and whatever else? But really, once you're showing your repayment capacity, the lender knows that you have a lifestyle, that you'll have social life, you'll have, requirements to buy clothes, whatever it is. But so it's not that they're looking to scrutinize your bank statements. They're looking to see, are you showing that you can meet the proposed mortgage payments? What you do after that is irrelevant. And in terms of what they look for, the banks will look for every single bank statement that you have. They look for Revolut. They look for all of those items just to see the overall profile and the overall risk in terms of your application. So it's not that you need to hide anything. You just need to be prepared. Most people, again, taking out a mortgage, are acting in good faith. They want to take out this mortgage. They want to be able to repay it. And I suppose it's just discipline in the accounts and just getting into a flow of making sure that you have those savings, that you're diligent over your account management, which sounds very nerdy, but it's just making sure that you've everything lined up so the lender can see that you are a responsible person that they can lend to, and that's really the core of what they want to see.
I say it must be hard for couples where one is a spender and one is a saver and they're trying to get their ducks in a row. I'd say it's a nightmare.
The
Revolut, if you're even considering trying to hide your Revolut and you're going to try and say that you don't have one, remember that in your bank statements it's going to show up where you're transferring money over, so there's no way of hiding it anyway.
Yeah, and again, the lenders really know that people spend and have a lifestyle and spend, and again, it's just that core area of making sure that your savings, your rent, it's all transparent on your account and you can see it. And if you spend, if you have takeaways, if you're a Deliveroo fan, if you're a Zara fan, whatever it is, that's okay, provided you're showing consistent savings. You're not dipping into your savings to support your lifestyle.
What if you do the lotto or you go to the bookies the odd time?
Yeah, so the lotto is fine. I think everybody can live the dream or hope to live the dream, as long as it's not hugely impacting on your account operation. So again, the lenders don't want to see a lot of gambling, certainly not a lot of gambling, and they don't want to see a lot of lotto. It's just that propensity and that extra risk if you're seen to have a profile that you would gamble and that it's a substantial portion of your income, or that it is. And it doesn't matter if you win. Sometimes people go, yeah, but I won. It doesn't actually matter. Yeah, you have to just, I suppose, it's again, it's being prudent and it's being conservative and maintaining your accounts as they should be maintained to allow a lender to take a reasonable assessment that you are in a position to pay the mortgage and there isn't a likelihood that your lot of spend will accelerate or preclude you from paying your mortgage.
Yeah.
If you win, it's great.
Exactly. Give me a call if you do. I suppose it's like the odd time, if Cheltenham is on or something like that, but just not to be showing every week on a Saturday
Absolutely.
Afternoon and you go to the bookies.
Everyone's human. Yeah. Everyone's human, just not to be, it's the level of spend on betting or gambling sites that would be an issue.
And are couples or singletons who are buying properties for the first time, has the age gone up or is it dropping down a little bit?
Yeah, no. The age group was probably about 10 years ago, the average age was 27, and it's gone over 32. It was 32 at last count. And that's, I suppose, a reflection of how difficult it is to build up your deposit and the level of income that needs to be in place to be able to actually get a mortgage, particularly in urban areas.
The idea is, I guess, to jump on the property ladder as soon and as early as you can, because it can have a longer term then on your mortgage. It won't cost you as much every month. Don't do what I did and leave it till you're an L one.
You're definitely not.
Because sometimes I'm talking to friends of mine and they're telling me about their 30-year mortgages and I'm going, God, I couldn't get that. I was too old.
I know. But that's good. It's all about paying it off as quickly as possible. Get rid of it as soon as we can.
That's it. Well, all the details are up there on the website. It is doddle.ie, spelled doddl.ie. Martina Hennessy, mortgage expert. Thank you very much for coming on today.
Oh, thanks, Trina.
This is Something for the Weekend. It's Ireland's Classic Hits.